to see this kind of pressure put on students, put on teachers, changes the face and changes the environment of public education.
Parent Molly Dana has two children in the West Seneca Central School District, a 9 and 12-year-old. Dana's children will be opting out of state testing. She pointed out this year's English and math tests still contain questions from the controversial test prep company Pearson, even though the state has dropped them to prepare future assessments.
They're still Pearson-written tests. So now there's a moratorium on the results for the teachers, right? So our kids' assessment results are not going to be tied to their teachers' evaluations, but our kids still have to take these assessments.
71% of West Seneca students opted out last year, making it one of the highest rates in the state. State Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Ilya appeared in the district last week, explaining changes, such as a shorter test, to improve a student's experience.
It's admirable, the changes that were made this year based on feedback from educators.
But there were also high opt-out numbers at the Charter Middle School for Applied Technologies. However, Principal Brandon Pafk says they do not encourage opting out. He says it could hinder the school's charter renewal when it comes to student progress.
Obviously, we need to make AYP, which is annual yearly progress, and you know, we want to avoid any reason for the state to look at wanting to put sanctions even as far as closing us as a charter school.
But the charter school is promising students who opt out this season won't be required to sit and stare and will be allowed to work on their classwork in another area of the school. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.